Hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and I'm glad to be with you today. And today, I just wanted to do something a little bit different. I'm not giving normal prayer and meditation an episode, but rather, I just want to give you a quick update on where we're at with Common Prayer and what maybe the future of Common Prayer is. You know, it's kind of crazy to even think about this, but you know, this is episode 90 of Common Prayer. Which is just crazy to think that we've done this 90 different times. You know, when we first started Shelter in Place some 15 plus weeks ago or so, you know, I think myself, maybe most of you assumed that this would be maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month. But there was really this sort of naive optimism about what this Shelter in Place was going to be, you know. I know I thought of it as a little bit of a respite, a chance to escape the relentless pace of life in the Bay Area. And, you know, we thought there was also this like, so there was this naive optimism, but there was also this sense that maybe God was inviting us into something. There was this void and God might be working behind the scenes, which of course, there's a sense that he is. But so the Common Prayer really came out of this idea or this vision that there was a need within our community to find ways to be connected, to come together in prayer, although we were stuck at home, stuck in our apartments or backyards or whatever it is. We would be gathering it all, you know, the phrase we keep using is in different times and in different, you know, spaces and different places. There was this sense that we needed something to bond us together. And so we started this podcast. We started these episodes as a way to meet together in prayer. And so the desire was to offer a more contemplative approach to prayer, a desire to maybe explore different means of encountering God, you know, whether it was through the use of a breath prayer or Lectio Divina or the prayer of examine or imaginative prayer. I mean, all these different types, lament, all of these different forms of prayer that that the church has been using, that followers of Jesus have been using for centuries. And so it was really kind of this experiment to be able to say, let's there's an opportunity here for us to gather in prayer and utilize different means that maybe we're used to. And so this was really kind of where it started, you know, and it developed, you know, through this hope that we would foster this connection. And in many ways for us producing these things, at least for me, it really became a really life-giving practice to force myself to slow down and think through what God may be doing in this moment. And I know Kathy and Savannah and Brandon have all expressed similar sentiments in the way that they have approached this. You know, and since we've started this, I mean, the world has undergone just profound disruption and change in many different fronts. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day that made the point that, you know, this pandemic is probably the greatest disruption to our globe since World War II. And that is, I mean, that's profound to think about the way the world has changed in these past 15 or so weeks. I mean, you know, you have the tragic death toll that continues to rise from COVID. You have the economic impact of all of this that is still yet to come as well. I mean, and then in the midst of that, you see, you know, the racial tensions in our country have risen to the fore again. And, you know, there is this sense that all of this has hit at this moment. And to be quite honest, I'm tired. I have a feeling many of you are tired, whether it's emotionally or spiritually, or as we walk through these unprecedented times, there's this deep sense of just exhaustion. You know, I tend to oscillate from this excitement, encouragement about where we're at to times of sadness and confusion. And you know, there's this sort of whiplash that we're thrown back and forth in our world right now. And you know, there's also, I think, maybe the most difficult reality of this is that there's this very real unknown about what is next. Again, the economic fallout still to come, the election cycle coming that just really continues to wear down the soul of us. And so you know, one of the things that Common Prayer has taught me, one of the things I've been learning even the past few years, is the importance of rhythm, the importance of times of work, times of output, but times of rest and times of taking a deep breath. And you see this built into the scriptures, right? This is the practice of Sabbath. where you see God instituting this rhythm in creation where there's 6 days of work, 6 days of doing good, good work, and then a seventh day of rest where we stop, where we cease, where we pause and remember that God is God and we are not. And so in some sense, this idea of rhythm has really come back to the forefront of my mind as we look at Common Prayer. And, you know, as much as this has been a joy to put together, there is a sense that these daily episodes have been quite a bit of a grind. I mean, the amount of content that we have put out at a daily clip is far beyond what I think any of us really intended. So all that to say is, you know, we have a lot of really exciting thoughts and hopes and visions for what Common Prayer could be. But what we want to do for just the next month, in the month of July, is actually just take a break. And we want to pause. And so for the month of July, we're not going to be producing new episodes. Our plan is to come back for the next iteration of Common Prayer on August 3rd. And during this month, while we're not producing episodes, our plan is to meet together and to be praying through what God may have through Common Prayer. What is the next step, the next iteration of this? Because we have really been surprised by so many of the stories that you all shared with us and the way that it's benefiting you in this time. And that gets us excited about the way God is using this. And we want to continue to listen to where God may be taking this. So we have all sorts of visions for how this can become a greater resource for spiritual formation. We really want to include a lot more voices in this to bring in more people leading our times together, and all sorts of different ideas that we really want to kind of flesh out and see what it would look like to bring to fruition. And so we're going to take this month to just breathe and to pause, but also to pray into what God may be having with this little podcast that we've done. And so really that's where we're going. And we wanted you to know that we're taking a pause, but we'll be back in August to continue leading these. But before I close, I just want to, again, just say thank you. It's been so, so fun to hear the stories, to read the emails that you guys have sent me of just the way that you have been using this. I know Kathy's received so many too, and the encouragement from that, of the way people across the country have been listening to this and the way that they've been sending it to family members. Gosh, it's such a humbling and just incredible experience to hear the way that God has been using these opportunities to pray. So thank you. Thank you for listening along. Thank you for praying along on kind of the first leg of this journey together. We are so excited about the future and where this is going. But I wanted to leave you, though, at least with this blessing. And kind of take it as the blessing, the prayer over the next month. It's actually a prayer and a blessing that I give to my daughters most nights that I put them down. But it goes like this. It just says, "May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever. May He give you peace, perfect peace, and courage in every endeavor. And may you lift up your eyes and see His face, filled with grace and love. And may the Lord, the mighty God, bless and keep you forever." Thanks again, all. We love you, and we'll see you in August.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor.